My name is Ketsia Aurelien, K-E-T-S-I-A-A-U-R-E-L-I-E-N. I'm a nurse practitioner. This dictation is dated 9/27/22, and it's, the patient is Ivan Ransom, I-V-A-N-R-A-N-S-O-M. Number one, proteinuria. There is evidence of urine albumin to creatinine ratio of 510 from 280 milligrams. There is no records of urine protein to creatinine ratio, period. This proteinuria is a mystery and could be related to long-standing type 2 diabetes mellitus of over 20 years and hypertension of 30 years. However, the patient presents with very well-controlled diabetes with A1C of 6.5% from 8.3%. Period. He also has very well controlled blood pressure of 126 over 64, which is also stable at home. Period. The patient's kidney function is very well preserved with a BUN of 20, creatinine of 1.2, and GFR of 64. Period. And the patient states, he went through a period of depression after the passing of his wife in December 2021, where he stopped taking his medications and stopped adhering to dietary recommendations, period. However, he has been back on track for a few months now, period. To further evaluate the cause of the proteinuria, we will order a nephritis workup. For further evaluation, period. Parts of the differential include FSGS, comma, vasculitis, comma, gammopathies, comma, period, if all of the workup comes back negative, disregard this line. Disregard. We may consider a renal biopsy for further assessment in the future if we cannot improve, if we cannot improve the proteinuria, period. He is currently taking Jardiance 25 milligrams as well as Ozempic weekly and was taking Kerendia 10 milligrams. However, due to the cost, he stopped taking it because his insurance does not cover it, period. We will resend the Kerendia to the specialty pharmacy to see if it will get covered. If not, we will provide the patient with samples. Period. Number two, chronic kidney disease, stage two. As previously stated, the patient's kidney functions well preserved, period. This CKD is likely related to nephrosclerosis associated to the diabetes, hypertension, smoking, as well as cardiorenal syndrome secondary to systolic CHF and coronary artery disease status post two CABGs, CABG, and multiple stents, period. Number three, arterial hypertension, well controlled with blood pressure of 126 over 64. He is euvolemic and weighs 178 pounds with a BMI of 27, period. Next line. Type 2 diabetes mellitus, well controlled with A1C of 6.5%. Continue with the current regimen. Next line, nicotine dependence. He currently smokes two packs of cigarettes per day. We highly emphasize the importance of quitting due to his overall health period. Next line, erythrocytosis, likely related to the smoking and emphysema, period, COPD / emphysema, stable. Next line, CHF / coronary artery disease, hyphen. He is status post two bypasses and multiple stents. There is no echo available to review his EF. Period. He follows with Dr. Altajar, Altajar, cardiologist, and has an upcoming stress test next month. Period. He is currently taking Entresto, Entresto. Period. Next line, history of elevated PSA. He has an upcoming appointment with a urologist, Dr. Chiawai. For weak urinary stream and elevated PSA. Period. Overall, there is no activity in the urinary sediments. And the patient is doing well overall. End.